As I was reading through the scriptures this week and looking at what is happening here in this particular gospel passage, and we think about where we just came from in the passage of Mark, where they had to talk about what comes out of us is that which is evil, not what goes into us. And then to come across this passage with Jesus spitting on his hands and touching someone's tongue, and I thought, oh, those clean and unclean rules, where are they now? But instead, my heart turned again to some things that are happening here in the midst of this passage that I want us to turn and look at. And it's kind of this movement, this intentional movement through how we come to be changed, how we come to know ourselves in those places that are difficult to do that in. And one of those places that I thought about was when we step aside, when we go away, when we set ourselves apart for a while. And we think that that's a good thing, and sometimes it is. Because Jesus tries to do that in this passage. When he goes to the region of Tyre, he enters a house, and he did not want anyone to know just him. He wanted to be insulated from the world. Just for a while, we assume, that he went there to do that Sabbath rest. And I thought about what it means to be insulated. Having come from the north, in the wintertime, if your house isn't very well insulated, it is very, very cold. And the floors get cold, and your heating bill goes up because those cold winds keep coming in, and you keep raising the temperature just to try and stay warm. Or even here in the south, when we have a summer like we just had, and if our home isn't insulated well, how hot it gets and how our electric bill pays that price. But when we get insulated, when we surround ourselves and kind of put all the things around us to either stay warm or be cool, there's a barrier, isn't there? Now, Leo will tell you that very much in the winter there's a barrier for me, because I would put on my winter sweater on top of the long johns you wear under your clothes. So I'd have my long johns, my clothes, my sweater, my jacket, my hat, my mittens. Do you know how hard it is to get close to someone who's like a snowball? So insulation can kind of keep us separated. Even though sometimes being apart is a good thing, sometimes we can get so insulated we don't allow touch, that important thing, to happen. So Jesus wanted to be insulated from those who would come and receive from him the gift of healing. But it says he could not escape notice. So entering into this home is this woman. This woman who comes in and says that she needs help. She has a daughter who is sick. She has a daughter that she knows Jesus can heal. And we get this odd response from Jesus when she comes in, when she breaks through that insulation. And she says, and he says to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." That's a little hard to hear from Jesus, isn't it? It sounds a little like Jesus is isolating her from the gift of his healing. And sometimes that happens when we get very insulated. We begin to isolate people. He's saying, no, what's on the table isn't for you. So I thought about that isolation that sometimes happens. We have a bunch of students here who have gone back to school and have cafeterias. And I bet they can tell you who sits in groups at tables and who has become isolated. Who has become the one that no one will sit with because they're different, they're dirty, they're stupid, you name it. What adjective a youth might put. They're not cool. You know, they wear the wrong clothes. So they become isolated. And we're about ready to have a covered dish dinner. And we'll have tables and people sitting together. Will we look around and find someone who might be isolated? Or are we all integrated at the tables? And then my heart turned to the Lord's table when we come up here around the altar. And it doesn't matter who comes, but everybody is welcome at God's table. There isn't any isolation. And yet here we have these words that Jesus gives us. Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. So we kind of wonder at this point, what's going to happen next? What's this woman going to do? What's Jesus going to do? Well, this is where we see a little bit of innovation. This woman, who is not a Jew, and we don't know if she is wealthy or not. It depends on which commentary you read, how they want to portray this woman who is there in their midst. But she has an answer to Jesus, doesn't she? She says, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And then Jesus says to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So we might be looking for the answer, and yet God has a whole new answer to give us. Because there in their midst, a question is asked, a response is given, and then a response is given to the response, and healing happens. Every time we think that we can go to God and ask for the answer to our problems, God might say sometimes, we think, no, or not yet. And we're hearing not yet as no, and yet, if we're persistent, we might get that yes. And I want us to think, to just for a moment, to think about Israel. And sometimes we get so here in the midst of the word and very specific that we don't lift our eyes up and look over the broad picture. I want us for a moment to think about this particular passage as maybe a way for us to see that broader picture. Do you remember when Moses was at the burning bush? Do you remember that? And he was standing there, and God spoke to him out of that bush and said to him, "I heard the cries of my people." Remember where the people were? They were captive in Egypt. And God heard their cries and said to Moses, you go and free my people, because I have heard their cries and I'm going to respond. Well, so we look at that broad picture and then zoom in on this woman, who is not an Israelite, but a Gentile. And God can now hear the cries of the Gentile through the voice of a woman. And God can say the same thing. I hear the cries of my people, and I will heal them. And did you notice that something very different happens here? The healing happens, and Jesus doesn't even touch her. Jesus doesn't even go near her. Jesus is there speaking with her mother, and somewhere, wherever that young girl was dying, she comes to life. You know, we might expect God to do miracles in a particular way, but God is very innovative. And sometimes we have to allow our eyes to see more clearly what God is doing in our midst. And it may not be because we're looking this way. God's doing it way over here. Because then we have the second healing. Have you noticed that the second healing isn't quite so remote? You know, this is a very physical healing. Jesus takes this man aside and he touches his ears, and then, okay, he spits on his hand and then puts his hand on the man's tongue. You know, would you let that happen to you? Would you let someone spit on their hand and put it on your tongue? This is a very up-close, impersonal exchange of bodily fluids. And the man is healed. And then what happens? Because of that very different form of healing, very ancient form of healing, so we have one innovative remote healing and one very ancient healing all in the same thing. The man who was deaf and mute and could not communicate with his community is now restored. He becomes included back into the community through this particular healing. It always reminds me that return into community through a healing of what happens when someone gets very sick in our culture and they're in ICU. If you've ever had an ICU experience, you know maybe one, maybe two people can go, and a lot of times you can't even touch them when they're there in ICU, and you only have this small window of time when you get to visit them, and then they get healed, and they get home, and the whole community gathers around them because they're once again restored to their community. That happened for this man. He got to be restored to his community. He got to be included. So when we think of this, we also hear what happens at the end of it. Jesus orders them not to tell anyone. But how would they know the miracle happened? If he was deaf and mute and he didn't say anything, no one would know he was healed. So he speaks, and he's so excited, everybody begins to speak and tell and share about the miracle of a healing through a man named Jesus Christ. So for us, what is it we might glean from these passages? We might glean that sometimes we become so insulated from the world that we don't see the world and its needs and the gifts we've been given to respond to them. We might find that because we become so insulated in who we are as a person or who we are as Plank Chapel or who we are as a business, that we isolate people around us. And we find in the midst of that, we even become isolated and ill. But God has an answer. God says, let's be a little bit innovative. Let's take a risk. Let's see what we can do to break those barriers, to get rid of some of that insulation, so that those who are isolated can now be included. And that inclusion bring about their healing. Because as I told the children just a little while ago, the very specifics about these two miracles have to do with how the people got healed. The little girl dying did not find Jesus. Her mother took all those risks to go into a place that she would have been isolated from, that was insulated from her. And she took that risk to be innovative and ask for the healing for her daughter. Her daughter was healed because she found the source of that healing in Jesus Christ. And then the man who is deaf and mute, did you hear as it was read that they brought a deaf man to him? They? It was a group of people who felt compassion for this man, who knew that Jesus could do the healing, and they brought him. People cannot know about the healing power of Jesus Christ unless we go out and proclaim it, unless we offer to them the message of salvation, unless we bring them into a place where they can meet their Savior. So rather than be insulated and isolated, let us be innovative and include those that we can. Let us have some intentional integration and integrate into our community those who need to be healed. I offer this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.